And we're back on the KYMN Morning Show. Joining us in our studios now is Northfield's Police Chief, Mark Elliott. Chief, good morning. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning, Jeff, and good morning, listeners.
And happy Thanksgiving. Happy, what is today, Valentine? No, it's not Valentine.
It's green.
It's St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
That's it. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. We have you in once a month to talk about some of the things going on in the police department. And Rich and I were talking the other day. One of the highlights of city council meetings is when a new officer gets sworn in, and the place is packed, and it's just a great moment. And that happened again just a couple of nights ago. Tell us about it.
It did, and you know, we're really happy that we're able to do that and celebrate, hiring a new officer and celebrate with their family and friends that they're going to become a public servant for our department and for our community. So we really enjoy that we're able to do that. And so our new officer, Isaac Dahl, started with us, and he is our 25th officer. And as I mentioned at the council meeting, we're fully staffed for the first time in years. We've had a fair amount of turnover. In fact, so I've been here 3 years, and in that time, or almost 3 years, and in that time, we've hired a third of our officers.
Wow.
So between retirements and some folks that chose to leave the profession, we just had turnover, and it takes a while between the hiring process and then an extensive background investigation. It takes a while to get someone onboarded. So we've been short during that time, which makes it difficult for the officers working too, that they've got to pick up those extra shifts and cover those holes in the schedule. So we're excited about that and excited to have Isaac here.
Tell us a little about him.
Yeah, he grew up in Faribault kid, so somewhat local here, and went to school at Mankato State, Minnesota State University at Mankato now.
Yes, that's it.
And got a law enforcement degree. He's a National Guard veteran, spent 6 years in National Guard. So we got some good experience there, and no stranger to serving our community and our country. And then he was actually a police officer in Huron, South Dakota for a couple years before coming back to Minnesota and worked in Golden Valley up until a couple years ago, really wanting to get back to the Rice County area, and so had applied for our department. We were lucky to be able to hire him.
Boy, it sounds like he has a pretty diverse background, but all that kind of comes together to probably lead to a more experienced peace officer than he would if he was just walking off the street.
Exactly. He's going to bring some experience in, which we like, and we just think he'll be a really good fit here for Northfield.
All right. Well, welcome to Isaac Dahl. Let's move on. The legislative session is going on right now. Committees are doing a lot of work. There are a lot of bills being read and passed around and trying to get passed into law. Have you been following that much? Is there much involved with law enforcement that you have been kind of keeping an eye on?
Yeah, there is. As the last couple of years, we've had some police reform issues come up and topics, and we've seen some reform from the legislature on that. And they're continuing to address some of that in what I think are some really positive ways in trying to address some things like mental health in our community and how do we address that. There's been a lot of good ideas floated around. There's been a couple of bills passed the last couple of years, but they didn't necessarily provide funding or provide all of the tools and mechanisms in place. So I'm glad to see that they're continuing to address that. Hopefully that'll mean some local resources here. Police in general, we didn't ask to get into the mental health business. Mm-hmm. It's just there was a huge gap, and we're out in the community all the time, and so we filled it. And so we're glad that others have recognized that mental health providers should be providing this in a lot of cases, and that the legislature is looking to more fully address that. So not only for emergency and crisis response, but ongoing care, too, for folks. So we're glad to see that. And you're even hearing some of that in the discussions you're hearing about the Minneapolis teacher strike of, they realize the importance of mental health care, even in children, and how important it is to intervene early and to get people the resources they need. And so I'm glad the legislature is seeing that and society's realizing it more so we can try to address that. Mm-hmm. Hiring and retention, as the police profession has taken a a pretty good beating in the public and in the media the last couple of years. And we're glad to see that hiring and retention is on the top of their list to address. And because we want to hire good people. I want to make sure that we're hiring those good people and we're giving them the tools and resources to do their job. But we need to get people in the door to start with. And we're really having a difficult time across the state as a profession in hiring folks.
And as far as the legislative session goes, I guess what would you like to see the legislators do? Would you like to see perhaps more incentive to get that college degree, go into a law enforcement program, or how do they incentivize people to do that?
Well, I think at the point we're at crisis level with hiring for officers right now. I mean, there's departments that I've talked to that have had openings and have had zero people apply in rural Minnesota. There's been some that have had four openings and only had four people apply. I think you can go to just about any business and say, hey, if you've only got four people for four openings, not all of them are going to be a good fit for your job or for your business or for your community. So, you know, our numbers are so low that I think they have to try to address that current retention piece to try to keep some folks there so that they're not trying to hire quite as many, but also to try to incentivize that hiring for some good people to come in. But also, you know, you bring up a real important point on the education part, and that's been a hurdle for a lot of folks, especially when you try to diversify the profession, and that in Minnesota, you have to have a college degree before you can become a police officer. And that's a financial burden that a lot of folks either can't take on or are afraid to take on. So I think addressing that college education piece through incentives is really a good piece. You know, we jumped on that last year with Northfield Community College Collaborative, a partnership between the Community College Collaborative and Riverland College and local law enforcement to say, hey, we want to try to grow our own. Let's try to get some folks into the profession here. We had some partnerships through the Community College Collaborative and through folks like WINGS here locally that said, we will provide some scholarship money for people of color and for females who are traditionally underrepresented in law enforcement for them to pursue their degree. So I think if the legislature takes some more action so we can try to help people with that. I mean, college is so expensive for people right now and really hard to afford. So if we can try to incentivize that a little bit, I think it'll help some people be willing to take that step.
All right. So we have Northfield Police Chief Mark Elliott with us. A couple other things I want to talk to you about. There was a time not really all that long ago where drug overdoses seemed to be epidemic, not only in the state, but right here in Northfield. Not making as many headlines now. It seems to be like that's a little bit more routine, but are you still seeing problems with drug overdoses?
Yeah, we are. And in fact, Rice County has the Rice County Opioid Response Council, which is a group of leaders and professionals throughout the county who work in all different aspects related to drug overdoses to try to address it and come up with solutions, but also just make awareness out in the public eye a little more. So recently did a PSA where we just talked about the availability of free Narcan for people. It's a program that's statewide. We're really trying to push that here in Northfield to make sure people are aware that there's resources. And again, Narcan is a brand name, but for naloxone, which can reverse the effects of a drug overdose from opioids. And we want to make sure people are aware of that and also aware that we have laws in place in the state now where people are exempt or will be free from prosecution if they report and get help for someone in a drug overdose. You know, we've heard those stories where, you know, friends were with someone who was overdosing, but, you know, they had drugs with them or something and they were afraid that they would get in trouble or go to jail for the drugs because they called for help for their friend. And that's not the case. As long as you call, get help with the person, cooperate with getting that person help, those folks are not going to be prosecuted for drug offenses. Our goal is to save that person's life. We'll deal with the drug dealer part in other ways that we deal with it, but we will not prosecute people who are calling to get help with someone who could be experiencing a drug overdose.
that's something that's good to know.
And, yeah, so we're trying to get that information out and make sure people know it.
Chief Elliott with us from the Northfield Police Department, the NPD. You mentioned before we went on the air, you wanted to talk about the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon program. So I'll let you have a couple of minutes to talk about the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon.
Well, I appreciate that, Jeff. As you know, the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon here in Northfield supports our military veterans and current military members and their families. It can be a real hardship for folks when our current members, when they get deployed or called up, whether it's just for a two-week National Guard stint or whether it's longer, 6 months or a year, which we've seen. So we want to support those families who have military members that go out and put themselves in harm's way. I think it's something that's in a lot of people's minds right now as we watch what's unfolding in Ukraine about, all of those folks that are stepping up to try to, protect their country. So we want to honor those folks and we want to try to help them. So big thing we're excited about now is the last couple of years we haven't really been doing in-person things so much, and actually this Memorial Day we are going to have a in-person service for Memorial Day to remember those who have made that ultimate sacrifice for our country, and then have a gathering or luncheon picnic right after that. So there'll be more information to come, but I want people to just to be aware of that, put it on their calendars, and know that we're back in person this year for that.
Yeah, it's good to know. It's good to see things return to in-person. You know, there's something kind of lost when you're not there with a group of people. So it's good to see that that's happening. Things are getting back to normal. Lastly, there might be some in-person gatherings today because it's a holiday. As I stated before, I'm not really sure which one it is. It may be St. Patrick's Day. But today is St. Patrick's Day, and I know Kathy Cooper has sent us some information on the TZD, the Towards Zero Death, and there's going to be extra patrol. Let's talk about that from a law enforcement end.
First of all, happy St. Patrick's Day to all that are celebrating today. And I think we have a few more folks that are Irish today than we do on most other days of the year, which I'm happy to see. It's a good opportunity to get together. And I think kind of, under the same thing I was just talking about, coming out of pandemic and seeing that, I think we're going to have a lot more people gathering and celebrating, but we want them to do it responsibly. We will have extra patrols out tonight. The Towards Zero Death initiative from the state provides extra funding for that, so we'll have extra officers out looking for impaired drivers. But we really would prefer that they don't have any work tonight. We'd prefer that folks make plans beforehand, make good decisions, that they help their friends and family members make good decisions, get a ride, get a cab, Uber, Lyft, call your friends, plan beforehand of where you're going to celebrate, those type of things. Or, maybe don't celebrate quite so much so that you don't end up in a bad position. So, like I said, we'll have extra patrols out. We're more than happy to take enforcement action if we have to, but we'd really prefer not to.
Very good advice. Very good advice. And, on the surface, anyway, it seems like it would be very easy to follow that advice as well. So folks, just make some plans. Enjoy yourself, make some plans, and be safe. All right. Chief, anything else?
That's it for today.
Okay. Sounds good. Northfield Police Chief Mark Elliott. You're listening to 95.1 The One. We've got Rich back in just a couple of minutes. Here's news with MNN.